We are on the air and on the fly down here in Ultralights at the Fun Fly Zone. Jay Monchi, and it's a beautiful day down here so far. They say that there might be some rain this afternoon, but so far it's been very nice down here. Just a light breeze. The helicopters are flying because it's that time of day. But a time of day that many people wait for down here in the Fun Fly Zone is one with no wind, and you're probably one of them, aren't you, John?
Yes, indeed.
John Vining is joining us now on the radio program, and he's a volunteer here at Air Venture, specifically in the ultralight area. And John, you took a little time and came a little early this year, didn't you?
I did. I've been coming a little early for a couple of years, and I got to know the guys in the print and mail area, Randy Hallberg and that crew. And last year I worked with them for about a week, and enjoyed them so much that I planned on coming back and spending 2 weeks with them, and then 2 weeks here, a week in the prep for the Fun Fly Zone, doing all the setup work, and then working during the convention. So it comes out to about 4 weeks.
Now, it wouldn't surprise me if that time just gets longer and longer every year.
Oh, you never know.
I know it has for me. For some reason, I don't know how that works. But you've been here since July 7th.
That's right.
And your forte down here, or your aircraft, the type of aircraft that you have, is a powered paraglider, correct?
That's correct.
Tell our listeners, I've talked to people who fly powered parachutes before, but I don't think I've talked to a powered paraglider pilot. What's the difference?
Powered paraglider has a different evolution. It kind of comes out of, I think in Europe, base jumpers started inflating their canopies on the run in some alpine meadows and inflated and started flying ridge pressures, and the wing evolved from, you know, maybe a dozen cells to now a typical paraglider wing has up to 52 cells. It produces a much smoother laminar flow and more efficient flying. So it takes a lot less power to fly a paraglider wing than it does to fly a parachute.
So when you say less power, give us an example. What type
of
power?
Well, 25 horsepower.
Okay.
And being small, that means the engine can be worn on the back, as opposed to being on a heavy tricycle with an engine mount. And so a lot of people power paraglide in foot-launched mode.
Oh, okay. So you throw your stuff in the trunk or in the back of your SUV, you roll out to a field somewhere, get it out,
pop open the trunk, and off you go. Yeah. I actually made my first trip to Air Venture with my powered paraglider motor, tricycle landing gear, and my paraglider wing packed in a trailer I pulled behind my motorcycle. So I got here very, very compact and light.
Oh, that's very, very cool. You know, that's the neat thing about Air Venture, John, is that everybody has a story. And a lot of stories are just a little bit different, but everyone's got their unique way to experience this great event.
I came here the first time thinking this was a bucket list thing, that I would have a chance to fly in the greatest air show in the world, and that would be a checkoff. But I ran into such...
And that was how long ago?
That was just 4 years ago.
Okay, 4 years ago.
I mean, I've been trying to come here for about 20 years, but I finally made it, and I just had such a terrific time here. I think I started volunteering right away, and the volunteer bug, it's just something really special to be a part of such a wonderful event. So I volunteered more and more. Being that I'm a school teacher, I have some free time in the summer. Not a lot, but I have some. I just find that this is the thing I do.
The timing is perfect for a school
teacher. Oh, it is. It is. There's a lot of other air shows around the country that I have to, I can't go to because it's during the school year. But this one's the one.
Well, and I encourage anybody to put this event on their bucket list if it's not there already, and make the trip to Oshkosh because it will change your life.
I have a hard time explaining to people I know about what Air Venture is. So I finally just said, look, Google Earth, the Whitman Airport, and pick up the 2011 satellite image. And they pull that up, I show it to them, and they go, you know, they're speechless when they look at, you know, 3 miles, 4 miles stretches of airplanes, wingtip to wingtip, and campers for miles, and they go, wow, I had no idea. And it's in Oshkosh. They just don't understand until they actually see it. Sometimes I pass around the 2012 video I happen to have and just say, look at this. And they see how massive and broad this event is.
You know, our show, the one we're doing now, and our station is on the web worldwide. And a lot of our listenership, John, is not here in Oshkosh, but people who could not attend AirVenture, and maybe it is on their bucket list. But one of the things that we can only impress, we just can't impress enough of what the feeling is like to be here. You can't get it from a radio program. You can find out what's happening. You can be part of AirVenture by listening to our radio programs on EA Radio. Until you check that box, as you said, you'll never understand fully what this is all about.
Here's what happened to me when I walked in the door. I started unpacking my trike, and I noticed that I had a weld that had broken on my axle. And I looked to one of the volunteers, and I said, oh, no, I don't know. I'm going to have to go find a welding shop. Where am I going to be able to do that? He says, come on, jump in the Gator. And off we went to the fab shop, where one of the welders there took a look at it and says, oh, I see how you made this, rewelded it, handed it to me cherry red, and said, go fly. Yeah. And that's it. That's the spirit here is, hey, I can fix that. Go fly. Yep. What else is there to say?
Well, you know? Yeah, what else is there to say? And, well, you know, and you created this cool thing that you've got sitting in front of me, and I mistakenly thought this was Andy's from his trip, but it's actually yours. And it's hard to describe this kind of stuff on the radio. Cameras are nice for that, but you've got a GoPro here, and you've made a mount for it. However, when most people mount a GoPro, they hard mount it to their struts or to the top of the fuselage or to the tail or somewhere. But you have a unique device here that you've fabricated. It's aerodynamic, and it's on an arm, and you have a very long line attached to it. What do you do with this, John?
It gets tethered to the wingtip, and it would be on the right wingtip, and it's called a chase cam. And basically, when I take off, and it doesn't have to bump along the ground because the tether line is just the same length as the risers on the paraglider wing. So when the wing comes up over me, camera is picked up, and then it flies behind me by about 20 feet, 20 or 30 feet on this tether, and it photographs what I'm seeing. Now, I'm not so egotistical that I have it focused directly on me. I keep myself way off to the left side of the frame, and the camera's looking at what I'm looking at, and I can basically fly it down. I mean, we had a wonderful opportunity here that I think Tim had helped to spearhead, which was to collect ultralight videos from people who fly. And the submissions came from all over the country. And I'm not sure how many were actually collected, but it was in the hundreds. And I felt extremely highly honored to have had one of my videos selected to be shown at the Fly-In Theater. And it was shown a night they showed Gravity. And it's a video about 3 minutes long, just flying in the autumn in Knox County, Ohio, with this camera near sunset, just flying the cornfields and letting that camera just dip down so it's skipping across the tasseled tops of the corn. And, you know, I made the film, but I'm awestruck by it. It's just beautiful.
That is awesome. Well, it's really cool and very innovative. And I wish my listeners could see this thing because it's so simple, yet productive.
Well, I had to mess around with the angles and the flat surfaces in order to get the pressure on it right so that the camera goes flat stable.
Yeah.
And if there's no turbulence, it's just like having a wingman.
That's amazing. That's crazy. Well, we're about ready to wrap up our show here in just a bit. But John, you've been an inspiration. You know, your story the fact that you've been coming only for 4 years. I just love that. I love that story, and I want the listeners, you know, my goal is at some point, I mean, we're really doing this for advocacy. We want to share our AirVenture experience, and that's really what EA Radio is for, is another avenue to share the experience. And we do that in a number of different ways here at my organization. But I would love for one day somebody to come up to me at one of my programs and say, you know, I was listening to you 2 years ago on your radio show, and you said, you know, it's something that you just absolutely have to do because you can't experience it any other way. That would be a blessing for me to have someone do that. And maybe somebody will come up to you, John, and say the same thing one of these days. It's just wonderful.
That would be really great.
Yeah, very cool. Anyway, J-Mont G, we're going to wrap up down here in the Fun Fly Zone. It's been a great afternoon down here. We even managed to escape. We're going to escape without any rain, which is nice. Tomorrow, on the fly, we're going to head over to the Seaplane Base, which we do every Saturday. It's a great time over there. We'll have our show at 1 o'clock over at Seaplane Base, and then following that, later in the afternoon at about 5:30, the Seaplane Base has their Watermelon Social, and I'm going to give them a plug for that because it's such a great event. Comes with a beverage and a souvenir mug, and provided by Whip Air, I believe it is, and then. Some food, a very nice food put out there. I think it's pulled pork and some salads and watermelon. It's called the Watermelon Social because there's a fellow there cleavering up watermelon all evening, and it's just great. So if you have free time tomorrow in the afternoon, late afternoon before the night air show, make sure you get out to the Seaplane Base, and that's where we'll be. On the fly, J-Mont G. Have a great one. Enjoy the air show and the Thunderbirds this afternoon. You're listening to EAA Radio.